Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a good day to be alive. Am I right? Are you happy to be alive? Give God praise. Allez, get up. Get up. Yes. He deserves it. I want us to put back this song. The last one we sing. What do you say? He knows my name. Yes. I want us to sing this one more time and let that song minister to you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that today is the day you have made for us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We know that you are our Father. Because you call us by name, he says that we are yours. Father, we thank you for choosing us that even though we don't deserve it, that we thank you. Today, I surrender myself to you. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. And help your children to understand what you are saying to me. Not to me, O Lord. Not to your name. Give glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when you open your mouth and you say, Father, it means that you belong to somebody. Amen. The prayer of all Christians that the Lord Jesus has taught everyone who follow him, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, which means that God is our Father, and he has a family. Some of us belong to that family. Some of us do not belong to that family. I will explain it. When you can get into God's family, you can only get in by one and conscious decision is to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life. That's not from me. It's from him. Only one way that will make you children of God is to make a decision, conscious decision, to become, to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you are in God's family, you have an infinite Father with unlimited power. Grace and mercy are available for you instantly the moment you call him, because his word said that whoever calls upon him will be saved. Amen? He is able to move all the mountains of your life and divide seas for you. Say to me, with me, Father. Say it, Father. When Jesus was leaving his disciples, he said to them, As my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. This message is for every child of God in this room here. As God the Father sent Jesus Christ as the light of the world, he sent us as a torch in these missions. Amen. He said, Go into the whole world, preach the gospel to all creation. That is the assignment Jesus Christ gives to us. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to all the nations. In John 14, Verse 12. He said to them, greater work than this shall you do, because I am going to the Father. This seems very impossible to the disciples. Then they asked him, teach us the secret of your power. Then Jesus taught them how to pray. He said, when you pray, I'm going to ask the servants to put this prayer, the prayer of the Lord on the board. So everybody can say this. You have to say it with a devotional heart. Let this minister to you. Let's go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. When you open your mouth and say, Father, and you are a child of God, you have a golden key that unlocks all the chambers of heaven. Amen. And God, the Father seated on the other side, said, my son, my daughter, concerning the works of my hand, commend ye me. Usually we go through tribulations, problems, and we say nothing. We just cry. We yell so people can hear us. But God said to you that if you are my son, call upon me, command me to do what you want. This gives us authority as a believer to speak the word of God with boldness and confidence without fear, without wavering. Amen. Some of us in this room are troubled about the unknown future, the burdens we are carrying, the crisis we are facing. You have a Father in heaven who is waiting for you for the sound of your voice. My son, my daughter, tell me what you need. And the moment you say, Father, and specify your need, angels come to the earth and begin to defend you, to provide for you, to make a way for you. Amen. If you want the supernatural power of God to be released into your life, it's done as quickly as you said, our Father which art in heaven. Amen. When you said, our Father which art in heaven, it means that you are a member of God's family. Jesus prayed, Father, let them be one as you and I are one. Let them discover that we are family. This excludes denominations. All we have to do to be in the kingdom of God is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are one family under God. A story was told about an orphanage. On a visitation day, which was Friday, the children are gathered in a room They were watching through the glass window to the anticipation of each car coming, hoping that an uncle, an aunt, or a family member will take him home for a weekend. There was an 8-year-old boy by the name of Joe. Joe's face was full of hope and expectation. One by one, the children were taken, but no one came for Joe. Sadness came on his face. He burst into tears. A man by the name of John came to Joe, hold him tight in his arms. And the child exclaimed, "Mr. John, I just want to belong to somebody." The child said, "I just want to belong to somebody." My brother, my sister, do you belong to somebody? Do you belong to somebody? The definition of father in the dictionary means a man who is in a relationship with a child or children. You cannot call God Father if you do not receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because the book of John. The book of John, chapter 1, said, "To those who receive him, he gives power to become children of God." To those who receive him, he gives power to become children of God. I hear a lot of messages. Even preachers say that God is so good. He created the whole universe. So everybody is God's children. And I said, no. That's wrong. That's not true. Everybody is God's creature. But only those who receive him are called children of God. It's not my opinion. It's him. Amen? So my brother and my sister, the question is, do you belong to God's family? If not, it's not too late. Today is your day. If you do not belong to God's family, God's hand is widely open to you. And he's saying, "Come, my children. I'm here for you who want to make that decision today." I believe that everyone here belong to God family already. But if not, you still have the opportunity to get in that family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So my brother and my sister, are you in the family of God so God can call you his son or his daughter? In this life, we have two masters. If you don't belong to one, automatically you belong to other. There's no middle ground. Either you belong to God or you belong to him. I don't want to call him by name. God made a way for us. He said, I said before you, life and death. But he said, choose life. So it means that it's a question of decision. Decision, you have to choose it. God will not force you to do it. He will never do that. God is a gentleman. He will never force you to do anything. But he's giving you a free will to choose. Amen? If you do not belong to God, you belong to the other master, and you know it. I want you to read it. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, where it's written, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. So, what is the will of God? Jesus said that you can only go to the kingdom of God if you do the will of God, the Father. So, the will of the Father is to come to him through Jesus Christ. That's the will of the Father. If you don't, you don't belong to him. Amen. And in the verse 22nd, it says, on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied on your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law. I will never know you. I was telling one of my friends that he goes to church, he prays, he does all the activities they can do in the church. But I asked, do you give your life to Jesus Christ? He said, no, I go to church, I do this, I do this. No, no. And I point out this verse to him. I knew you not. Brothers and sisters, how can we can suffer doing all those things in this life, and at the end, the master will tell us he doesn't know us. Big losers. I don't want that to happen to you, brothers and sisters. Amen? So, Whoever is here who does not surrender his life to Jesus yet, whoever is here, did it already. We are going to rededicate our life to Jesus Christ. And whoever didn't do it before, you still have the chance to do it. God said that, the Bible said that, the faithfulness of the Lord never comes to an end. His mercies are fresh and new every morning. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His faithfulness never comes to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is faithful to his own. We are going to pray. Whoever want to give his life to Jesus today, let's pray. Say, Father, I thank you for giving me Jesus Christ as the sacrifice for my sins. He pays by his life at the cross of Calvary for my debts, my sins. Today, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Today, I am a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who want to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ, let's pray. Father, I acknowledge that during the time I'm walking with you, I fall short. Today, I come back to you again. Accept me. Renew me in your love. Help me to do better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness that brings us back every time we run away from you. We thank you that your arms are widely open to us every time we call upon you again. Lord, we thank you for this message. We thank you for fathers. We thank you that you are our Father. And we call upon your name day and night. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a very short message. But I believe that it speaks to somebody. Amen. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.